For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Jump like a candle, dance.
That boom,
I'm killing your brain.
Here he comes, guys.
Listen.
When I play ice combo.
Every boy and many girls, I'm sure, but every boy that grew up in that particular age range of the 80s and 90s have every word of Ice Ice Baby engraved in their brains. You could not have heard that song for 10 years, start playing it, and every person that's like between the ages of like 42 and 50 right now,
they know it all,
are just going
and talk
just start
about
flowing.
The best one hit wonder in the entire world.
You know what? That is a great conversation. I was just talking about Weber Chevrolet and Closest Corner every Wednesday at this time, just after 3 o'clock. Every Wednesday, of course, Katie and I have Mark Close from KC95 and Skip Weber from Weber Chevrolet on with us for Closest Cabinet. And we talk about, you know, all kinds. It's always fun, light, you know, goofy topics. And obviously, they're both big music people. That is a great. What is the all time? I think what you're saying, and I completely agree with it, but correct me if I'm wrong, is that not only it was a one hit wonder that was a huge hit, a huge song that got him, you know, made him a household name, but the way that he has milked that one song.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of great one-hit wonders, but like nobody knows where Thomas Dolby is.
Yeah.
She blinded me with science. That's a
fade.
Great example of a one-hit wonder. But Thomas Dolby didn't have a television show
exactly.
On HGTV.
Absolutely.
20 years later.
Absolutely.
Off of that one song. That is a great one. Has there ever been anybody that has taken that one-hit wonder status and done more with it than Vanilla Ice?
He also, something about Vanilla Ice that he did for himself is the marketing of himself, like his style, his presence. A lot of one-hit wonders, as you just pointed out, are like, you know, forgettable. As Vanilla Ice made that marketing around himself so that people knew who he was the minute he walked into the building. I don't know. To me, that's my vote. He has my vote. Unless I think of someone else, which I can't right now. He has my vote.
Yeah. We should definitely further that conversation with Skip Weber and Mark Close one day, because I can't think of anybody that's done more. He's made a heavy metal version of the song.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Re-released it. And
that's
sold
great.
More, probably got another gold record off of just
God, that's great.
Changing the style of that of the song.
That is so great.
Yeah, seriously. I cannot think of anybody who's done more with one song than Vanilla Ice. Some sad news that has a little bit of a touches the St. Louis community a little bit. The father of Brett Hull, St. Louis blues legend Brett Hull, and a Hall of Famer in his own right, Bobby Hull, the Golden Jet, has passed away today. So condolences to the Brett Hull family very much for the passing of the Golden Jet. Okay, let's get into some of the headlines here that we haven't had a chance to talk about yet. Great first hour. Great 2 o'clock hour. If you missed any of it, make sure you are subscribed to the Columbo and Katie podcast. Great conversation with Julia Gordon-Bramer about her new show that is starting up this Saturday night at 8 o'clock here on News Talk STL called Mystic Fix. And then also great conversation with Mark Lauder, who is the Chief Communications Officer at America First Policy Institute, but also the former Special Assistant to both President Trump and former Vice President Mike Pence. So he's got some insight that he shared with us that you're not going to get anywhere else. So just make sure you subscribe to the Columbo and Katie podcast on whatever your favorite podcast platform is. Americans cite government as top problem facing the nation. Inflation is second. I love this poll because the top issues are agreed upon by both sides of the aisle, which that never happens. But I think it shows you just how much this country is fed up with this administration, that government, Like, usually when you do a poll, this is, here, I'll read the story. Americans see their own government as the top problem facing the nation, while inflation was named as the second most concerning issue in a new Gallup poll that was released today. The poll found that 21% of U.S. adults see the government and its poor leadership as the top problem. And as I mentioned, the unbelievable thing here is that it's number one on both sides of the aisle. It's a little bit bigger of a number on the conservative side, but it's still the number one problem on the Democrat side. Wow. So usually when you do a poll and you ask people, what's the biggest problem? What's the biggest issue? You know, it's an issue. It's, they say crime, or they say the border, or they say inflation. Mm-hmm. They don't
women's
just,
rights.
Yeah, women's rights. They don't just say government.
Yeah, no. They never that vague.
That's not usually the answer, but that was the answer. The government.
Wow.
And hallelujah. Wow. I could not agree more, because even if you take all of the initiatives of the Biden White House and you flip them to the other side of that topic, they still are trying to infringe on American rights across the country, because they are trying to make the federal government be the one true power in the United States that overrides local authority and states' rights and all of those things. And so it shouldn't matter what side of the aisle you're on. The federal government has no business trying to influence as much power mm-hmm. as they have tried to take, and I mean take, mm-hmm. from people across the country since Joe Biden has taken office. So it makes total sense to me. I'm a little bit surprised and very encouraged that people are realizing that on both sides of the aisle.
I am too, but if we break down what it means to be a Democrat and what it means to be a Republican to its bare minimum and its very, like, its very essence, you would probably find people that, as Democrats, they would say more government to take over, more responsibility. You would say, a Republican would say, less government, more individual lifestyle, nature, let us live. So to me, when I look at this, I'm like, are Democrats, traditional quote unquote Democrats, or whatever the case may be, are they shifting more towards a concept of a Republican? They would probably never call themselves that. But again, when you look at this, the stark differences between a Democrat and a Republican, it all lives with and lies with the idea of control of the government.
Yeah.
And this poll is saying that everybody is just having a problem with government,
yep.
period.
Yep.
I'm wondering, are these people, I mean, are they Democrats then?
Well, yeah. It used to be that you could be a Democrat that supported police and a Democrat that supported the military and, you know, these sort of, and a Democrat that didn't want the federal government telling school districts or mm-hmm. telling parents
mm-hmm.
what is and isn't okay for their children and how to raise their children. You should be able to be a Democrat and still believe all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But the Democrat Party, the progressive wing that has overtaken, at least in the media's eyes and in, you know, the information flow of what gets out about this Democrat Party and the track that they're on and where they're going with it, you can't be a Democrat and
then
support
want
police.
Any of those. Yeah.
You can't be a Democrat and support the military. You can't be a Democrat if you don't want to hand over control of raising your children to teachers and mm-hmm. school administrators.
Having drag shows in elementary school.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can't be Democrat and just be pro-choice, like limited pro-choice. You have to be for unregulated abortions across the board, no matter what, partial birth, late term, it doesn't matter. Everything should be allowed. You can't just be, if you're not that, then you're not invited in the Democrat Party. You can't say, I'm pro-choice, but I really want to outlaw partial birth abortions, and I want to protect the rights of a baby that is born from a botched procedure. I'm not comfortable with late-term abortions. but you still at your core are pro-choice, that's not enough. And you're not invited to the party.
I guess going off of, my question to you would be, going off of this survey that you did, this poll that we just saw, and you just hit it, the media would like us to believe that the far left is running that party, which they very well might be. I'm not saying that they aren't. But according to this poll, the average Joe Democrat, the average American that would probably subscribe to the Democratic platform is actually a little bit more towards the center Democrat or a moderate Democrat than...
Probably. That's, I mean, the poll... The poll basically just says that even Democrats are fed up with this administration.
Yeah, done with it.
So it's got to. So you got to take it from there, extrapolate out from there. Why would they be done with it? And I think that what you just said is exactly
that's interesting.
The reason.
Yeah. I think that's a very interesting.
It
thing
is.
To
it
think
is,
about.
And it's a and it's bad news.
Yeah,
for
that party,
President Biden and the Democrat Party in general. The president's approval rating in that poll, this brand new Gallup poll that was released today, is just 41%, which is extremely low, but still seems crazy high.
Right?
Right? Yeah.
That seems really high.
Now, historically, that is a horrible number. That is a incredibly low rock bottom number. I still think that there are a lot of people, Democrats, liberals, that when they get asked that question, do you approve of Joe Biden? Even though they don't, they automatically juxtaposition Donald Trump. So they say to themselves and they answer the question as, you know, yes, I approve his job rating because I don't want Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Not because I truly approve.
There's a qualifier. The qualifier.
Not because I truly approve, but because I don't want Donald Trump. That's not that. But that's not the way you're supposed to answer that question. That's not. Because you cannot like both.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
You cannot like both. I know a couple people who don't like either. So you can do, you can have, you're not supposed to put that qualifier in there when you're answering the question. But I think that that's what many people do because they think that if they say, you know, if President Biden, or if President Biden's approval rating is down, you know, at like 15% or something, then that just hands it over to Donald Trump. That's not how that's supposed to work.
Is that forever now?
They can both be at 20% approval ratings. And that's okay if that's what the American people think. So 41% historically is incredibly low, but
high for him.
I think that's I don't believe it. I don't believe that his approval. I don't see how anybody, even Democrats, because he hasn't delivered for Democrats.
No,
he hasn't.
He's delivered for anybody.
He's ridiculous. His policies are looked at as crazy and dangerous by people on the right and by people on the left. He hasn't done anything for them.
Yeah.
So I don't see how anybody could be approving of him. Congress's approval rating is just 21%.
Oh, yeah. That
and
makes
I think
sense
that's
to me.
More of a.
That makes sense
accurate,
to me.
An accurate number.
It will everything forever and ever be like, I voted for Joe Biden because he's better than Trump. I voted for this. Like, is that forever? Is Trump the permanent qualifier? Will he always be the permanent qualifier?
I think so.
Like,
as long as he's around, yes. I think so.
I'll vote for Ron DeSantis because he isn't Trump.
He's the number one campaign motivator for Democrats and for voters. If you can make the, as Joe Biden did in 2020, if you can make the decision not be, is Joe Biden the guy for the job?
Mm-hmm.
And instead make the question, do you want Donald Trump? Then you can win. If Joe Biden has to run as Joe Biden,
it's a losing campaign.
I don't see how he's got any shot.
Yeah.
I really don't. But he can run. So he's the ultimate. Doesn't matter what state you're in, every Democrat politician can do that. Like, you know, elect me. So we keep the MAGA crowd out of Washington, D.C. He's the ultimate He's the ultimate foil. He is.
That's crazy to think about.
He's the perfect thing to run against because they can't run for anything because they got nothing.
But they, man, are they keeping him alive? They're keeping their number one enemy alive and well.
Oh yeah,
fat and happy in everyone's mind.
And he's living rent free in all their heads. We don't have time to get into this story fully. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk maybe a little bit more about it tomorrow. But this is an interesting this is an interesting development that I think is super important. The city of St. Louis has agreed to pay $5.2 million to settle claims of mass arrests at Stockley protests. The city of St. Louis is set to pay nearly $5.2 million to settle claims by several dozen people that police violated rights of during mass arrests in a 2017 protest. The city has agreed to pay $4.9 million, or about $58,500 per person to 84 people who were downtown for protests following the acquittal of former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley, according to a proposed class action settlement filed last week. Protest attendees were caught in the police kettle. If you guys remember, that was the big term that was being used during that time, where police officers would basically surround an area of protesters and arrest everybody within that little circle. And so the claim is that not everybody in that little circle were the ones breaking the law. Many of them were, because there was a lot of looting, there was a lot of violence, there was a lot of, you know, blocking traffic and all these other things. But they're saying that the use of that technique is against the law. And now it's going to cost the city of St. Louis about $5 million.
Jeez Louise.
So the question becomes, one, is that a legitimate concern? Because what are you doing at a protest if you don't have anything to do with the protest? And two, the next time something like this happens, how much are city leaders going to pull back police because they don't want to have to pay $5 million again for policing a protest.
Yep.
Wow. In my mind, it just as everything else seemingly these days, especially in the city of St. Louis and big cities across the country, we're just making it easier for criminals to be criminals and making it harder for police to do anything about it.
And we're going to lose police officers in the mix of it all.
But I also, I truly do understand the side of, you know, like, wait a minute, just because I was standing next to somebody that was breaking the law doesn't mean I was breaking the law.
Yeah, I get that.
So, you know, I understand that I understand that argument, but I don't know that you get, $60,000 because you were probably somewhere that you shouldn't have been if you weren't a protester, and you know, maybe let go right after the arrest, and you know, because you truly weren't doing anything wrong.
That's a lot of cash. That's a lot of money.
But yeah, how much of a factor will that play in the future of policing in the area, knowing that it has cost millions of dollars to police these protests?
Golly.
Yeah. So how much do they go, you know what, can't afford $5 million again, so
see ya.
Be a little bit lighter on these guys. Yeah. Mm. Maybe not so many arrests as it when something like this breaks out. I don't know. Hopefully we'll have more time to talk about that tomorrow or later in the week. I just find that story to be absolutely fascinating. Keep it right here. The Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show coming in now. Subscribe to the Columbo and Katie podcast on your favorite podcast platform if you have not already. And don't go anywhere. Tim and Chris will take you through the rest of your Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for listening to us and supporting us here at 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook where my DJ revolves it.